One of my favorite cartoons when I was a child, not now, of course, but one of my favorite cartoons was called He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Now, its main character was a prince named Adam. And when Adam held his sword and spoke a particular phrase, he was transformed into He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. He held his sword and announced in a voice that echoed throughout the universe, "I have the power!" It was a clear declaration. There was no confusion. He had the power. Who has the power in Bethany? Who has the power in the city where Martha and Mary and Lazarus live? There's a lot of competition for power in Bethany. It looks like sickness has the power. Lazarus was ill. He was very ill. He was so sick that his sisters sent a message to Jesus. They sent a simple and urgent message. The one you love is sick. Sickness might have the power in Bethany. Maybe death has the power in Bethany. Death took the power from sickness. Lazarus died. Death claimed power over Lazarus. Death claimed power in Bethany. No one in Bethany could fight death. Death might have the power in Bethany. But they buried Lazarus. It was probably a big funeral. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus had lots of friends in Bethany. It looks like they may have had their own section in the graveyard. Maybe the grave has the power in Bethany. The grave received what death took from sickness. The grave claimed power. Lazarus was wrapped in cloths to be buried. There were probably two cloths, one for his body and the other for his head. The burial cloths claimed power in Bethany. They were wrapped around the body of Lazarus. Maybe the burial cloths had the power in Bethany. But then they put a stone in front of the tomb. The stone claimed power in Bethany. It sealed the tomb. The stone was more binding than the burial cloths. The stone blocked the view of the power that death had taken from sickness. Maybe the stone has power in Bethany. Martha and Mary certainly do not have the power in Bethany. Grief had the power over them. They felt powerless when their brother Lazarus was sick. They probably called a doctor. They probably got advice from all kinds of specialists. They sent a message to Jesus. They did what family members do when one of them is sick. But they did not have the power in Bethany. Sickness had the power. Death had the power. The grave had the power. The burial cloths had the power. The stone had the power. Grief had the power in Bethany. But only for a little while. For then Jesus came to Bethany. Your brother will rise. Jesus claimed the power. Roll back the stone. Jesus claimed the power. Lazarus, come out. Jesus claimed the power. Unbind that man and set him free. Jesus claimed the power. Jesus has the power in Bethany. Jesus takes power from grief, from the burial cloths, from the stone, from the grave, and from death. Jesus has the power in Bethany. And Jesus has the power here. Grief and the grave, the burial cloths and the stone marker, sickness and death will not have the final word. They will speak only for a time. They may look to us like they have the power, but it will only be for a moment. For by the power of his word, the power of his cross, and the power of his glorious resurrection, which we will celebrate in 2 weeks, Jesus Christ claims the power, and to him be glory forever and ever. Amen.